Welcome to Queen Talk with AJ. We are two magical black queens from the A, college roomies turned cousins. Join us as we unpack truth, lies, and all in between.
We give all the millennial depth, culture, and lessons. This ain't no girl talk. This is Queen Talk. And we are hosts. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ayana.
You know what it is.
Period.
Bitches done showed up and glowed up.
Do
what it do.
Yes, here we are. We're back for another episode of Queen Talk with AJ.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome to all our new listeners. Welcome to those of you who have been rocking with us for so long.
Wow, big dogs.
I know. OG listeners.
Yes.
Wow, I'm actually really excited for this episode. I'm ecstatic, really. I can tell Jordan is nervous because she's being real low-key, y'all. Jordan is over here being very low-key, but I am very excited.
Like, ooh. And I don't know why, like,
that's how I felt last
week. You possibly asked me, like, you're my friend, I've known you for a long time, like,
yes.
I don't know. Something about being in the hot seat, I don't know.
It do make you nervous. I feel like that last week, for real. I did, but girl, don't you worry. So as you guys know, last week we did a something different, and Jordan interviewed me, asked me some questions just so you guys could get to know me a little bit better and some things she didn't even know. So
We talk about that?
Yes.
Listen, you guys, I put a clip on the interwebs and I knew that us, like, having that conversation last week, being and Jan's talking about her Charlie, I just knew that was going to be relatable to people.
Yeah. Jordan knew from the beginning. I was like, I was a little nervous.
I could see.
But y'all, that clip is still blowing up. If you haven't seen it, go take a look. I'm giving all this tea about my Charlie, my baby. And
if you don't listen last week, then. But you already still, know if you want to see, if you want to see it live.
Yes. That was interesting. It was. I felt really good after, like, our talk. Like, it was so fun. So that's why I'm so excited about this week too. Like, I already did it, so I'm not, like, stressed.
Let me just say, Ayana is smiling, okay? So I don't know what she's going to ask me.
Nothing that I know you can't handle. That's why I'm so excited. So this week, it's all about my cousin Jay.
Oh.
Y'all, okay, we'll start. You already know. We're going to start, like, well, let me first. Okay. I'm sorry. Let's just not do that. Hold on one moment. How was your day?
Wow. What happened? Today, it was a good day. It was a good day. I've been listening to a lot of, I've been listening to some new music. I've been trying to tap into the Drake album. I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I think I like the songs, but I don't like it cohesively as a album.
Okay.
But it's some songs I like here and there. I'm just still trying to make my mind up about it. Like, are we breaking up? Are we still together? You know, relationships can be tough.
Are y'all breaking up? I have never heard Jordan say that about Drake. I mean, that is interesting. He is
that says a lot for me because I tend to have a good relationship with anyone I date. Like, I don't really have that term. So, you know, I mean, just yeah. But and then I was telling Jans that I started listening to Cleo Soul. I'm like, wow.
Yes. I can't
this
wait
girl was taking me. She was taking me to a spirit. Like, she was taking me to church, honestly.
Wow.
And
I'm ready
then,
to tap in.
Yeah. I'm still trying to prepare for this one music fest.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you wearing? Like,
I want some Atlanta merch for real. I gotta find some Atlanta merch to wear.
I'm trying to find some pullovers. I need some anyway.
Something warm.
I think every winter I ruin my pullovers. I either bleach them on accident.
Oh, dang.
Like, I accidentally get bleach on them, or you know, sometimes you put clothes in the washer, they have a little section for the bleach.
Girl,
baby, how come bleach is still going into other loads?
Right.
Like, oh, that is so aggravating.
Oh my god, you know what, girl? I had about a no spill bleach. I ain't gonna hold you because I be spilling no it spill. Every time. Oh. No spill is literally a thicker, it's thicker. So it doesn't.
I was gonna say, what makes it?
You still have to be careful, but it's literally thicker. So when I bought it, I thought it was gonna be a different spout that it poured from. That's but what really, it's just thicker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bebe. Yeah. We gonna have to get.
Yeah,
some.
Girl. Tap into that because girl, I don't need you ruining no more. I ruined a few.
Girl, okay. Before we start, Yans, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I saw this question and I was like, I know we're both interviewing each other this week, but I had to ask you.
Okay, ask me, girl.
And I'll answer too. Would you rather have your camera roll leaked or text messages?
I mean, I don't know. Some threads, having my thread leaked is just like having my camera roll leaked. I don't know. Woo, but words are harsh. I mean, opening my thread and seeing a bestie conversation. That could ruin some things. I don't know.
Yeah, tricky. What's so crazy to me is I feel like both my photos and my text messages are pretty like clean. Like it's nothing really crazy there. Like I have had a little bit of confrontation last week. Girl, that was interesting.
Girl, really?
Yeah, I just had to confront some people about some ways I've been holding on to and feeling, and it felt really good to get it off my chest.
Okay, that's so maybe, good.
But I've already confronted those people. So, I mean, so anything that was brewing in the text wouldn't really...
Yeah.
I ain't really got no tea. Like, that's so Dang. Sad. But I mean, for me, I think I would prefer... Ooh, yeah. I think I prefer the camera roll. Just because I do feel like text messages, like, just like you said.
Girl.
Sticky.
Yeah, text really can be sticky, and I mean, honestly, sometimes it's not even my tea that's so sticky. So
it might be
you
gonna
leak my thread, and I'm here, and you getting somebody else's tea. It's not even my tea. Some of it is mine, some of it is somebody else's. So, what you be saying? Tricky, tricky,
tricky. Okay.
So I don't know. I can't pick one. I guess I'll say camera roll.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing crazy in there, man.
I got a few screenshots in there though.
Of other people or
like text screenshots.
Oh yeah. Ooh. And you know, I always have a fear that I'll accidentally send something to the wrong person.
Girl, but my friend did it the other day. She was trying to send me something her nigga sent her, and she sent it back to him. He was like, why'd you send that back to me? And she like played, like he's a little bit older, so she was able to like play it off a little bit. I was like, friend, you gotta tighten up, friend.
Ooh, I've never had that happen.
I have had that happen to me, and it was like early on, like when I was talking to somebody, so it was like early on, it was easy for me to blow off.
Well, hopefully, were you saying something bad about them?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, that's good. It wasn't, I think that's the biggest fear, is if you kind of really get your shit off, and
yeah,
oops, I didn't mean for you to know that. Oops. I feel that way. Okay.
I wasn't ready for you to know that yet.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right, y'all. Let's get into it. Jordan, how was Janelle Monae, the concert girl?
Oh my.
Did I ask you about that though?
I don't remember.
I don't
Did we talk about that on the
Maybe page? I was reading your story and I felt like I knew something. Okay, no, tell us. You can tell.
Okay. Y'all, Janelle Monae, it really brings up the question why there are so many phenomenal black artists that aren't higher up. And recognize. First off, I didn't know Sis's vocals were that banging. And I think Janelle Monae still has a little bit of that residue of like her wearing the suits and being real funky. And so I get why some people would be like, oh, like she's not really, like I've never really thought to listen to her. Like, I don't know. Okay, Sis has a few songs that I've liked anyway. One's called, I think it's called I Like It.
Oh, I like that song.
Yes. Let me see. Yeah, Janelle Monae has some, and then she has this new one that I liked a lot. Sorry, girl. I'm not really good at, oh yeah, Champagne Shit is on her new album.
I like that.
Float. I like Float too. Make Me Feel. I think this is it. Okay, no, I think that's when she was still a little bit more jazzy. Darn, there's a song that she has that I really like, but I can't think of the name of it.
Oh, dang, I
hope that's from Dirty Computer. Yeah, that's a throwback. Anyways, sis had a beautiful set. She's very free. I felt so free at her concert. I'm not going to hold you. I've never felt like that at anybody's concert before.
Ooh.
Where I could just dance. I could do whatever my body felt like doing. I could just do it. And there'd be
what a vibe.
My sister looked at me and was like, this is so fun. literally, I'm like, this is crazy. Like, she was very interactive with the audience. She even, got into the audience, was stepping on the chairs, letting the people feel her. She kept shouting out the top. She brought out Quavo, too, which I was not expecting. But I guess maybe he's on the Champagne Shit remix. Maybe there's a remix. I don't know. Oh, it says Champagne. Oh, Champagne Shit has, it's Latto and Quavo. So she brought out Quavo, and she gave a lot of love to the A. Apparently, that's where her stardom really started off.
I did not know that. Okay.
She was naming the Apache. Is it Apache or Apache Cafe?
Oh, yeah. The Apache Cafe. Yeah.
And just different places that she's been and how they've always supported her. She was like, this is where I became free. This is where I found myself. My voice. Wow. She got emotional. And the audience, they weren't playing about her. And then she let all these people come on stage and just dance.
Aww.
It was beautiful. It was a great time.
Wow. I'm glad you had a good time. That is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, so, oh my God. And to be able to feel that freeness. Wow.
Yeah. Sis is free. I'm low-key in love.
dang.
She's so beautiful. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Wow. I'm glad you had a good time. Wow. What an experience. Yeah. Girl, give me some. For real, that sounds like a good time.
It was a blast.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, guys. Now let's get into it.
No, really.
Yeah. For the third time.
Right.
I'm done with all my random questions.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to start real light. So, what's your biggest pet peeve?
Oh,
I feel like you've told me this before, but I'm not sure.
It changes, girl.
Yeah.
I think as I get older, it literally changes. What is my biggest pet peeve? Oh, wow. I really have to ponder on this because, and I know it's supposed to be light.
Girl, it's fine.
I think one of my biggest pet peeves is really when people don't have, they don't consider other people. I really have a problem with that.
Wow.
Also, wait. People that are attention seeking. Oh my.
Oh.
No. That's just a turn off right there.
Ugh.
Like if it's like, hey, I have a mic. Look at me. Oh.
Why? Just why?
Yeah. Like it's one thing if you just have that aura where it's like, yo, you just can't help but love this person. Like they don't even mean to take it, but when they walk in a room, you feel it. There are people like that.
Yeah.
I feel like you're one of those people actually.
Oh.
But there are people that just
do it.
It's just not natural. I don't like that.
Wow.
And I don't like. Like I said,
it's awkward.
It is awkward.
Yeah.
And especially if it's not received well, everybody's like,
"Yeah, sit down. Here's a chair."
Dang! Now here's a chair. But honestly, truly,
yeah.
That's a. Okay. Those are two big pet peeves of mine.
Okay. Okay, so we know our girl is a movie buff and an avid reader. So, like I said, keeping it light, what is the best book you've read all year?
All year? Oh my gosh. Ooh, I really haven't read that many books this year. Wait, let me think. Hold on. Damn, was that last year?
Okay, look, I'm going to help you out. This year and last year, because it sounded like that book that you about to tell us about was really good.
Okay, so I feel like my sister's going to play me. I really like this book I read called Patsy.
Mm-hmm.
And I read this book last year. It was about this Jamaican woman who had a lover in Jamaica that she grew up with. And the lover moved to America, I guess it was really hard to get whatever, visa or whatever to even get to the States. So her application finally got approved for her to go to Jamaica, the friend.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, she's stuck in Jamaica. She has a daughter. She lives with her mom. And she just was so, missing this woman. Like, I have to get to love of my life. So she saved up her money, did not even tell her daughter that, you know, she told her daughter, like, she would be back. She was there for years. And when she found the friend was married very much to someone who had stature, but he was like a politician and he was a white man. And so there's just a lot of shifts that that friend took, like, to live. She was living a lavish life now. She had a child, and like, the best friend realized that she gave up everything, and like, this woman had moved on. Wow. She had a whole life. So now she's in America. She's trying to make her way. Financially is hard, you know, America for immigrants, especially. She doesn't have education. Mm. Well, she actually was really smart in Jamaica. Like, she had like great academia, but you know, those things are always translate. And yeah, so
they don't translate differently.
You know, her daughter's back at home, and she never reached out to her daughter for years by letter, nothing. So that book was so interesting. Oh my gosh. Like,
oh my goodness.
Please read Patsy.
I know, I'm like, they're about to add it to my look. I got a running list that has been a running list for years, but I'm about to add it to my running list. Girl, wow. I
thoroughly enjoyed that book.
I vaguely remember you telling me that you were reading that book, and I just remember you telling me about a Jamaican woman.
It took me a long time. I kept playing around. Wow. For sure.
Okay. That actually sounds really interesting, y'all.
Yes.
Okay. Also, okay, movie buff. So what's the best movie you've seen this year?
Oh, Lord. You know what I'm going to say?
What?
Tiana Taylor, 1001.
I still have not seen that.
That movie does not get enough credit. I've seen actually a lot of great movies this year, but I just remember seeing that and just having so many feelings. Like, oh my God. That was a great movie.
Wow.
1001 by Tiana Taylor. 1001. With Tiana Taylor.
Is that streaming now? I didn't even
actually, it is. I don't even know. Dead ass. I was watching TV yesterday. I'm watching Insecure, guys, over again. Great. I'm on season 2. And I saw it. It's available. So I think it might be on Amazon Prime.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know if you have.
Yeah. I'm going to have this happen. I have it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have this happen. Okay. So okay. Oh, I told you I was going to ask you this question. You probably don't know it all. Okay. If you could.
I'm like, what is
it? If you could pick 5 courses in school. And we're talking about changing the curriculum. If you could pick 5 courses, ooh, solid, what would the subjects be? The courses, like, what would they be? 5 of them.
Okay, one would be the self-conscious.
Ooh.
In this class, you would take a deep dive into the internal self.
Okay.
There would be, like, self-work, self-practices, like, meditation. And just like getting to know yourself in an intimate way, because I feel like when you're in school, there's a lot of influence.
Mm-hmm.
And even when people get into adulthood, sometimes they just don't take the time to sit with themselves. And you just deep dive into the self-consciousness.
Yeah, we need that. I need that right now.
Girl. Okay, another one probably. Wow. Ooh, this is so good of a question. Oh my God. I think there would be a class where we learn just about foods from around the world.
Yes, I agree with that, because we don't know a lot about other cultures. We don't know a lot about other foods. We're like, ew. So that would really open their minds, open our minds young.
We would learn about like the cultural, like if there are any like religious practices around the food, like we would learn everything about the food. Then we would have someone come in, explain like some family history behind it, make us a dish.
I want to come to class. That's 2 classes that I was signing up for.
Oh my gosh. Let's see. Another one. Wow. You know, this is actually going to be a little crazy, but another one will be, sex. Don't be afraid.
No, for real.
In this class,
for real,
we would take away the stigmas of sex. Like, it wouldn't be such a taboo. Like, we would learn our bodies differently, learn about like different like pleasure areas, and maybe also learn about intimacy, like, and it's like enhancement of sex. Like, I don't know, like, I just feel like just like learning the body and it not being so taboo, because I think there's just a like, it's funny for me to even say that because baby. Spider love friend. But
I didn't say that.
But no, like, I just feel like people should know, like especially women. I think I'm thinking about women more so. Like, women are just oftentimes on the
other end. Short end of the stick.
Yes. So just where you learn to explore things, like you learn about like the anatomy and like just what. Like, you just learn your body.
Yeah. Wow. These classes are good. These could be for seniors coming out of high school. Like, I mean, going into the real world.
I think that's what
real.
I'm really trying to think. Like, what are things I wish somebody would have taught me?
Yeah.
Definitely something with finances, maybe. Oh, my God. I know my last class would be.
Woo.
Financial literacy 101. But I mean, like, learning the difference between like credit, using your credit card and debit card, and how using your credit card can like benefit you, and like,
yes,
learning how to invest, and you know, just not like, oh, work harder and save your money,
get more money. Yeah,
that's not what people are doing out here. They're doing way more than that. Yes. And there's some generational wealth in there.
Yeah,
we're gonna teach you how to do that. You know what I mean?
No gatekeeping.
The last one, which is, I feel like it's already out there, but this is just on my mind off the top. I feel like I could have picked something better, but
I'm ready.
This would be, I know it's so lame, actually, I'm hyping it up. Be quiet, just say it. Okay. I think that there should be some type of political class.
Oh, okay.
That really, like, dives into how we as the people can make shit happen. And
like a radical political class. Yes.
Yeah, like
radical politics.
Not just, oh, this is this branch. This is like, yes. No, this is how you get laws. This is how laws
something that put clearly in place. Explains it.
Yeah, like give us the real tea. Like, nah.
The real policy.
When I be reading, I'm like, wait, so. And then, like, just deeper, like, not just, oh, you need to vote. Like, no.
Right.
Let's really break this down. Let's break down what this law means and how this law will affect your community.
Yeah.
And if this law is available, how, and like, the loopholes that people make.
And realizing that it's not major elections, it's actually the little ones that matter a lot more than the major ones, because that's when these decisions, these laws, these are the people putting this stuff into place.
That's so, exactly what we need, guys.
Because I didn't know that until a couple of years. Like, I didn't know.
No, if no one is teaching you, how do you know? You know what I'm saying? You just know the basics. Especially in college, that's when they all after us, like, oh, hey, want to sign up? But they don't really explain. You just like, okay, they got free cookies and drinks.
For real, these different clubs and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to, I wish there was a way to, like, oh my God, implement these classes into the curriculum, like, for real. Like, this is real life stuff we need. Like, look, I still need it. Like, yeah. Please. Okay, so finish the sentence.
Okay. I love when I am in a space with my favorite people, and we're all laughing.
Yes.
And I look around and everyone's like in their own vibe. I really love family and my friends. Like, I'm a really old, if I'm about you, I'm about you. And you gonna know that. And we gonna have a good time. And when you around me, I want you to know we gonna have a good time.
That's okay. Right.
And that's a period.
Ooh, okay. And these are facts she's stating. I am a witness. Like, I know for a fact.
I just love that. Like, bro, it's nothing like whether it's even. I really think I love like intimate house party where, you know, there's not the like, oh, you got to be dressed up. Yeah. Not even like outside at an event. Like, I'm literally thinking about being at home, somebody having some type of like, y'all just come through. We got food, we got drinks.
Yeah.
That, I love that.
Girl, I love it here. For real. Okay, one more, finish the sentence. I can't believe.
I can't believe that we are in the predicament as America where Trump could possibly be the president again. Oh. And I cannot believe
that, is
that the Black community is not in more of an uproar about like Black history and education. Like, it's scary to me. Our history being ripped away, like the agenda that Trump has set with his followers and like what they believe.
That is scary. Those Trump supporters are scary.
They believe that they are going to be a minority. That is why they are trying to they're trying to get rid of LGBTQ rights. They're trying to get rid of Black rights. They're trying to stop a lot of things because they are scared and they really truly feel like they are going to be a minority.
Wow. The power that fear has. That is very interesting. The power fear has.
That's a I don't think you understand what you just said.
I mean, I'm realizing it right now. That's the realization I just had. The power that
people do a lot out of fear.
Ooh. Girl.
Baby, you scared to be alone. Baby, you scared to, you know, see your true potential. You scared of failing. You scared of flying.
Yes.
Ooh, baby.
And you know what? You know what fear also... For real, people are also scared of success.
Ooh.
People are scared to succeed. I mean, we talk about Trump, so we scared for real. But like people, like when you really break that down, the fear of like succeeding, that is scary. Like taking that leap into success,
they're scared of other people surpassing them.
Oh, that is sad.
Scared of not being on top.
No.
You're not. You've never been, though, no. Baby. I just played.
Yikes. All right, Jordan. Let's go a little deeper.
Uh-oh. I can't swim, but we're going to try.
And you can. What is your favorite childhood memory?
Oh, wow. A childhood memory?
Your favorite.
Dang, that's a good one. Oh my God. There was this one. First off, my family is crazy. And I have two different thoughts in my head. And they both deal with family, of course. But my grandma is very like, she's very easily irritated. Like, she doesn't have a lot of
patience.
Yes, damn. not very, you know, she's not very soft. She's got a lot of edge to her.
Okay.
And we used to love to fuck with her, but I was always kind of like in the back of it. You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't really know that I was a part of it. So I could easily just be like, hey,
I don't know
who that was. That wasn't me. And so my cousin London, like,
oh,
dang. He just was like, bro, this is really not even that funny. This is just the first thing that came to my head. Because it was me, him, and my cousin Kenny, and we just used to do just random shit all the time. We used to play Power Rangers. They used to get into it. One time we were at my uncle's house, and he had like porn magazines, like OG.
Oh shoot.
And me and my cousin Kenyon found it. But London was holding that shit wide open when my uncle came. He got snatched. Boy, that boy got snatched up. Don't you know, you're not supposed to be
in mid-act.
But it's like, sir, why you got this down? Y'all know, y'all sent all the kids into this room. Why you got these? Girl, why you got these? What's it called with the bunny? Playboy? Oh, we got any Playboy magazines.
Yeah. But you should be the one in trouble.
Girl, back to my grandma, bro. I just remember it was a holiday. Like, it had to be Christmas. Bro. The lights was really like beautiful in the living room. And my cousin kept coming down making these horse noises. And my grandma, he kept doing it at different times throughout the whole night. And like, she was pissed off. Bruh, it's so lame now, but like then,
bruh, no.
I was on the floor.
Oh my god!
And we were like in a stairway, so she couldn't see us. And like this nigga was making horse noises.
Pissing your grandma off. Weird. Oh, all the noises to make though, horse noises.
I can't even imitate it. It was like the weirdest noise I've ever heard. A horse is like the closest thing that I could compare it to. Like, bro, you are not well. But yes.
Okay. It really is always something about the holidays. It's something it's about always, the holidays.
That's what people be. You know why? Because the adults be so distracted. That's why I feel like as a kid, you really your cousins can't really get it in. Yeah.
Yeah, you can really cut. Okay. Do we have a bucket list?
Oh, my gosh. I have things. I've never actually written like a list down.
Yeah.
Like these are things I want to do.
Okay.
You want me just to tell you a few things?
Yeah, tell me. I was going to say, if you have a bucket list, what's the number one thing on your bucket list?
But... The number one thing?
Ooh.
Oh, to meet Issa Rae.
Oh, that would be dope.
Bitch, I probably wouldn't even be able to talk. Like,
she'd probably be so fun to hang out with.
Yes. Honestly, I have like so many people to be Issa Rae or J. Cole. Oh my God. Lord.
Oh my Lord. God. J. Cole? You would have a blast.
I would have a blast.
It's not like Beyonce. I didn't hear you say Drake though.
No. I mean, I probably would.
A shift is occurring.
This girl that Free and I went to school with actually got a Chanel bag. I told you that.
Yeah.
And he talked to her and everything. And I actually was really like kind of salty. Like I was like, they, like what?
Dang it. I wanted to be there.
But it's just like then you hear things he says, like, oh boy. Yeah. We have a very complicated relationship.
And then the stuff he be doing, Drake really just be playing on people talk.
And them damn clips. Really them damn hair clips.
Bro, sit down. I want to give him a chair. I really do. He gotta stop that.
He actually is sitting down though. You saw he's taking a break to focus on his health.
Oh, actually, no, I didn't know that. So, is he done with his tour though? Or he rescheduling dates again?
That's a good question. I don't know if he's done with his tour.
My man.
Maybe this was in regards to him and making more music. I don't know, girl. That's a good question. Because
I'm like, he is mid-tour and just dropped the album. I don't think I correlated the two until like earlier this week. I was like, wait.
Some people were salty about that. They were like, so you just gonna drop an album, you better not perform any of them new songs because we didn't, us other people didn't get that.
He kind of messed up though, honestly, if he did that.
Yeah, that's like Beyonce bringing out Destiny's Child for the rest of the tours.
Girl, I'll give my money back. Stop playing with me, B. Like, we cool. We real cool. But sis, do not. Destiny Child, I'm not playing. If Destiny's Child ever reunite for a reunion tour, I'm there. I'm there. Look, box. What we talked about other week? Box seats.
Oh, yeah. We there. We in there. Like,
we in there.
What's another thing I really want to do? Oh, my gosh. Bucket list.
Yeah.
Okay, first off, I really want to go to Ghana. I don't know. I just really want to go to Ghana real bad.
You can join us from there.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I don't think I ever knew that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I want to go to Ghana. Girl, I would love to, like, this is kind of weird. I just would love to, like, see, like, not like go to a zoo and see a panda bear, but I would love to just, I just love pandas. They're so cute to me.
Are you trying to hold a baby panda bear?
Girl, I don't know. Is it gonna fuck me up? If no, so, that's so. Gonna be
a baby, not a cubby. I guess are panda bears called? I guess all bears are cubs, even if it's a panda in front.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Pub. Look at me. I'm dead. Okay, so along the lines of what's number one on your bucket list? Okay, so
I want to do a train ride. Oh my god, like
that would be fun. Through,
like just some nice scenery. I don't know.
That would be
not
fun.
Really the Grand Canyons. I see more so doing that like in Europe.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm the train there is different than the train is here, so it will be an experience.
Yeah, just have some wine, the scenery. Not necessarily just to be riding the train just to get somewhere, but I mean like those actual train rides where it's like
you know, food. They have one of those in California. It is in
Is it Napa Valley?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
This girl was saved. I wanna do that.
Yes. Yes. Oh shoot.
Yep.
Yeah, girl, because this girl was talking about it, how she planned it. Girl, I quickly saved that video. I was like, oh, that sounds like a good time. And it was like so cute and classy. I was like, oh, hold on, sign me up. Sounded like a good time.
Front row seats to the best concert ever. Like, I want to be in the very front row.
I've never been front row at a concert.
I've never. I mean, I was for James Blake, but that was probably the closest I've ever been.
Yeah. For an artist that like a real
For someone I'm just like someone oh my I God, love I'm a with, like fan, in love please. With.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't believe this is happening right now.
Being on tour again, I'm gonna start saving my money now. Because with being on tour again, I want to see.
I don't
her
think being going on tour again no time soon. But
it's gonna be soon. That's why I'm starting saving my money now.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you start, I really wonder if she's gonna ever do it again. But
it's only Renaissance part one. She's supposed to have part two, right? I'm hopeful.
Yeah, but do you really think that she would like do a whole nother concert? Or
yes, I know it too.
I mean, she's getting older. She got kids. I really did. I feel like this was like a
farewell tour.
Yeah.
She seems like decided to do a farewell tour, but not tell us it's a farewell tour.
Yeah, I mean, she's been a star for 30 years. Like, I mean, I'm sure that she was, I mean, she might still do some stuff later on, but I just don't
that's
know.
That's crazy to think about.
I just don't know. Yeah.
Okay, I could see that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm grateful I saw her when I did.
Absolutely.
That's all I can say. That was an epic tour. Wow.
Very much so.
Okay, so along the lines of bucket lists and things like that, can you name one thing you would like us to do together before we kick the bucket?
Oh, God. What's what I want us
like,
to do?
Like, one thing you want us to do or, like, a group of friends, like, something you really want us to, like, share the experience in, like, nah, we gotta do this before we die. It can sound simple, like, for real. Just something we've never done.
I would love for us to all go to, like, Bali. And do like some type of like retreat where we just but I want us to stay there for like a week.
Oh, that's not girl, if I'm going to Bali, I ain't staying for less than a week too. Bali?
Yeah, I feel like a month would be great. Like that would be bliss.
A month is
to just be with my friends for a month. Do you think we could drive each other crazy though?
Oh my God.
Do you think we get annoyed with each other?
No, because if you're really in Bali for a month, I'm assuming we would have some kind of like house situation. Yeah. And I would assume that it would be set up to where we can take time for ourselves. We could take time to like really do some self-work, also do stuff with each other. So I think our focus would not necessarily be on like always like doing stuff. We have a whole month there.
I want us to also have a community.
Wow.
Like I want us to all own houses on the same street.
That would be so cool.
We'll rent about and then like we all right, y'all. No rent this shit this week. Yes. We all fly in. For real. And we just do like Christmas together or something.
That would be so fun.
Yeah.
You know, I was to say that I wanted to before I like got married and grew, like got older or whatever, I wanted to do a friend house. And I wanted to be able to, I used to say this when I was younger, I want to be able to live with all my friends. Like, I want us to be able to live together. That's before I knew, like.
Did you hear about those women who, I forgot what country it was. You might have sent it in our group chat. I think they were Asian women. They might have been, it was like 9 Korean women who just went in on a big ass house and just decided they were going to live together.
I don't know what happens
if one of them, you know, finds a lover, you know. Yeah, how that works out, but they just bought a big ass, it was like a mansion.
That, I feel like that'd be so fun. Yeah. But I mean, like, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm kind of, like, how would that be at this, like, at this age?
There's a lot of things you have to consider with
sticky,
that.
Like, work, our schedules are so different, like.
And that's just the thing, I don't know, yeah, I mean, I guess they probably are all still working. It's a lot of questions I have about that.
Yeah,
I need to read up about it.
How many friends do I have that we all can live together? This, like, me, you. I mean, like, still, like, how many people can really do that?
Okay, I think 9 is OD.
9 is a lot.
I think 7. 7 sounds like a lot, but it. I think that's the max.
I think you're 5 max, girl, because at this big age, woo.
Yeah.
Like, girl.
Yeah, like, are we sharing?
Even if we had 5 bedrooms, like, it's, that's a lot.
But think about it. It's a big ass house, though. So it's like.
We would have our own space.
We have a lot of space. Like, meet me on the East Wing.
On the East Wing. meet me on the pool level.
Yeah, we gonna be there all the time.
Girl. So,
sidebar. I really want to do a cabin.
Girl, I keep trying to put off a cabin, but I might need to really swing it in.
Wait, you're trying to get off? You feel like,
girl,
it's just
I had a battle with myself of what I want to do for my birthday. And I battled because I love the beach. And it's my birthday. Why wouldn't I want to be anywhere but the beach? But then I'm like, oh my God, a cabin trip with my girls would be so much fun.
Should I actually be a winter baby?
Should I take this
opportunity to get away from the cold?
Should I tap in or should I do what I really want to do in my heart? You know what I mean? And so my heart won. I still have yet to plan anything, by the way. So, but yeah, girl, I really want to beach it up. But the cabin been calling my name for 2 years now. I ain't going to hold you.
I was just thinking about the last cabin we had and like how we was all like in the jacuzzi play. We had so much fun. What?
I low key really. I feel like a cabin. Like, I feel like I could swing a cabin trip with all of us without like it being anybody's birthday. I think we could just swing it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like I think it would really. Gosh, the cabin would be the gosh for me. I just want what. Yeah.
We'll talk about that offline.
Yeah, because I got a lot to say all of a sudden.
I just saw your face shift.
Shift.
Yes.
Especially after that combo I had earlier. But anyway. Okay. What have you done that you are most proud of?
Oh, wow. Not going to hold you. What I'm most proud of is my growth.
Mm.
My growth. I've been reflecting on that a lot lately. Like, wow, you really made it out. I actually was at the mall and I was coming down the escalator and I was looking at this store I used to work in. And I just was like, yo, that was some hard times. I'm just so glad that like, I just had no idea how things were going to work out. And like, I went through some of my hardest times in that store and working there. And so, I don't know, sometimes it just takes you to really look back and just be like, wow, I really made it through.
Yeah. Like you need that reminder.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need a reminder to like go even further. Like, you know what? I was here and now I'm here. So I can definitely be where I am and go further than I am now.
Yeah.
So it's like, that is a great reminder.
Yeah. I've had a lot of fights, like just on my own, just battles on my own. Yeah. Nobody really could help me out with it, or like I just didn't even really know how to work through it. And the only person I could really depend on, you know, was me, like, of course, God. But I'm so grateful for those experiences, because it's just helped me to realize, like, the power that I have and, you know, what I could really do.
And they shaped you into you.
I had no idea. I was so very much, I was just a very dependent person. And very naive, Lord. And so just thank you, Lord.
For sure.
Yes.
For sure. Oh my God. You have blossomed in, I mean, not that I didn't think you would, like that I didn't think you wouldn't, but you really, so watch your growth has been beautiful for sure.
Wow.
It really has been. Like someone looking on the outside in and being still being in your inner circle, like it really has been beautiful. So
Thank you.
Shout out to you.
Thank you.
I see you putting a work in, girl. It is, I see you.
For sure. Thank you. Wow.
Yes. Okay, so when are you your best self?
I am my best self when I show up for myself.
Talk about it.
I am my best self when I really take the time to have tough conversations with myself, to not distract myself, to be mindful, to self-reflect, and just be honest, like with what I'm feeling, to be honest with the people around me, to not hold back on what I need from people. Oh my gosh. That is when I'm my best self. When I do not speak up for myself and I struggle in silence.
That's tough.
That's tough. And it's like, baby girl, you need to speak up. Like, you need help, or, you know, this mental space that you're in, this heaviness or whatever that you're feeling, you don't need to just sit here, but like, you need to go and socialize. Like, you need to talk through it. You need to write it down, you know, like, so when I really show up for myself and I don't stay in like a means of distraction, that's my best self. My best self. I'm also my best self when I'm serving others. That is, it's
the
just
heart, girl.
Yes. And I've really struggled with that. Like the last few years, I have almost gotten selfish because I was serving a little too hard to the wrong people. And I had to really take a step back. And I thought that serving was the issue, but it was just who I was serving and what I was expecting out of it. Like when you serve, you're just supposed to serve. Like you're not really supposed to have the expectancy. But you also need to be mindful of like the limitations that you have while you're serving. You know, like you keep, you know, put it on a platter for everybody. It's like sometimes people are not grateful or receptive to all that you're doing. And then you're like, do you not see it? And so I just really had to take a step back and say, okay, if I'm going to do it, I have to do it because I genuinely want to. And if I'm going to do it, I have to not, like, I just have to be more mindful of what I'm expecting in return from this. Like, I need to just be giving out of just pureness and also just, again, it can't be for everybody.
I feel it.
Yes.
I definitely feel that. Wow.
Yes. Wow.
Okay, girl. Showing up for yourself.
Yes, please.
You kind of answered this already, but I'm going to still ask you more direct. If your answer is the same, it's fine. What are you doing when you feel most like you are walking in your purpose?
Oh, wow. I'm creating.
Yes, I knew it.
It's just so fun. Like, you really, it's really true. Like, some of the things that you do when you're a kid, you just don't realize how impactful it is.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, this might really be my thing. I mean, I think I still struggle with the idea of, like, what is your purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I feel like it can be something that you don't necessarily enjoy. Like, I've heard a lot of people say that, like, like, I didn't want to do this. Like, I thought, you know, this was the plan that I had, and then it'd be something totally different.
That you never even thought.
So sometimes I still feel like maybe I could be in the midst of that and not even realize it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do genuinely feel best when I'm creating, whether that's some food or
get into like it.
Putting some makeup together, some outfit, like painting.
Wow. Little things too, like
podcasts. I just really love when I'm able to just put a little bit of Jordan on it, like
sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle.
Yeah, it's so fun. Yes.
Oh my God. Okay, I love that. Okay, we get it down here. I feel like I'm still like I got so many questions, but okay, we get it down to the end. Yeah, girl, wipe your brow. Okay. You actually already kind of answered this too, but my question is, what is your current priority that you feel most comfortable sharing? Like, what is your current priority? I feel like you kind of answered that as being yourself when I said, when are you your best self? But you know.
My current priority is honestly like finding my way.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like I don't know. This is something I think about it every day. I'm like, okay, so which way are we going?
Yeah.
And it's still something I struggle with. It's still something that I'm like really trying to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And not rush myself, but also brush myself. It's a very uncomfortable place, but it's also exciting because I don't know about you, but sometimes I can feel when a shift is coming.
Yeah.
Like you're about to step into something new, mm-hmm. and I don't know what it is yet.
Yeah.
But yeah. I can feel it. And so right now I'm prioritizing keeping my mind open and like, staying focused so that I can be receptive. I don't want to be like
distracted.
I feel like a lot of my 20s, honestly, I was either mending my heart or distracting.
Wow. Yeah.
And so I'm like, I feel like now that I'm in my 30s, it's really like, all right.
Me time.
Like I feel like healing is definitely a journey, but I feel like I've made leaps.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, okay. I'm ready.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that. Oh my goodness. Okay. Okay. So.
Oh boy.
So, I know. This was kind of funny because I never have an answer for this. But anyway, tell us something we don't know.
Oh my God. Something y'all don't know. Dang, I be telling y'all so much. Like, I didn't really think about that. Hold on.
Yeah. I feel like that question makes people think so much. I'm like, ooh.
Some people don't know. Dang, what's something that nobody knows? Okay, well, this is like an idea that I've always had. Oh my God, please don't steal it.
Girl, I'm not going to steal it, but the interweb. I'm just kidding.
Right. I am obsessed with my grandma, right? And I have just had this idea. Well, first off, y'all, I don't know if y'all know, but I think I've already shared that. Like, I'm really obsessed with people's story.
Mm-hmm.
But Black women.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever not be fascinated with us. Seriously.
Wow.
And the older I get, the more fascinated I am with women's ability to be and to take care of this and take care of that. I don't understand.
How do we do it?
Where people are getting this capacity.
Yeah.
But when I think about the Black women generations before us, the sacrifices they had to make, now we get to just like live for ourselves. You know what I mean? We get to choose that. But a lot of them did not have choice. If it wasn't religion bounding them down, it was just like family priorities. Mm-hmm. Like, and so I just like, I'll be talking to our girl about it. She'll tell me the craziest stories. Anyways, I really want to just have like a book where mm-hmm. I interview all these Black women in my family or just older Black women and just have a book with their stories, but they all be anonymous.
Wow.
So that they can really get their shit off.
Wow.
Yes.
That is dope.
Yes.
I would really like to read that. That would be really inspiring too.
It'd
like,
just be a story. I don't know. Any time in your life that really just stuck with you.
Yes.
I love us.
The wisdom that you would have like after speaking to them too. And like that process, what? Like for you would be you would just be token. But you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's my girl, look.
That's hilarious.
Okay. So lastly, final question. Share a word of wisdom. You've already dropped a lot of gems, but share a word of wisdom or something that you live by daily that could inspire myself and our listeners.
Wow. Not be closing my eyes. I'm like, tell me, Lord, tell me.
Get into it.
Wow, something to inspire listeners, what I used to inspire myself. Dang, I don't want to tell y'all no cliche shit. There's always tomorrow.
Mm.
And there really isn't always tomorrow, but I just say that in a means of like, you can start over whenever you're ready. You know what I mean? Like, you're not confined to anything. You want to be a new person tomorrow? You can be a new person tomorrow.
Yeah.
But nobody is, like...
Nobody's telling you that you can't.
Right. Like, I don't know. I just like the idea of, like, forgiveness and redemption and a new slate. I'll never forget Megan Ashley from Know For Sure Pod.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking about... she had this diary and she would just tuck diaries in random places. I guess her husband was so invasive that she ended up hiding her diary from herself. And she said that she would always buy like a new diary. And I guess she just would keep like buying a new diary to like start over her process of like journaling.
Uh-huh.
And then she said, God told her just to turn the page. What? Just turn the page. Like, you can keep all that stuff that you went through. Like, you don't have to have a whole new book. Just turn the page. And that was so powerful to me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm getting hot in here, girl. For real. That is giving me a crazy feeling.
Yeah, it gave me a crazy feeling.
Wow. You don't have to have a new book. Just turn the page.
And that's just
let me write. Girl. I'm getting a lot from today. I didn't look.
And I just feel like turn the page means so much, right? Like turn the page is like self-forgiveness. Yes. It's like gratitude to self for like bringing yourself through. Like thank you, self. Like for those old versions of you, for this current version of you. I don't know. I just really, just take it easy on yourself. We are all going through a lot of things.
Yes.
And some may be harder than others, but it's just like, we just have to give ourselves more grace. There's so much like ideas of like perfectionism and like, you got to have it together and you got to know, you got to be strong. And it's like, just meet yourself where you're at. As long as you, I feel like, are being the best that you can be in that moment, even if it's not your, best of all time. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, that's something that I have to really just tell myself, bro, because otherwise that'd be a little too hard.
Yeah. That is something that we have to constantly remind ourselves. Like,
yeah.
Time and time again, I see in our circle, in us, like, we do not give ourselves enough grace. We are or so enough, critical like, of ourselves.
Pat on the back, bro.
Yes, we are.
Like, for real, I'd be like, whoa, this is a really, like, successful group. Like, everyone in their own right, everyone has their own style, their own being, their own spin on it. But I love that. Like,
yes.
We're not, like, a monologue.
Yeah.
We all have our own voice.
Not on my monologue.
And I love that. I love it. Yeah, I just like that we all have our own, like, we're a chorus. Like,
yes.
We all singing in our own way. I love that.
Me too. And it's so amazing to watch your friends, like, be themselves. Like, that makes me so happy. Being able to see you guys, like, flourish and be yourself. And I know that, that's my friend for real. Like, I love that.
That's a really great feeling, honestly.
Yes, it is. It is. Wow.
Wow.
This has been so good.
Are we done?
We are done. Girl.
I did it.
Ooh, you did it. Wipe the sweat from your brow. You did it so gracefully and elegantly. Truly.
Wow. Thank you. I have
really enjoyed, like, you're my friend, but, like, I have really enjoyed speaking to you. Like, girl, you really dropped some gems. I'm not playing. I was taking some notes on my phone, girl. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know. I need to turn to her out there, though. I do.
I'm done.
But for real, it has been wonderful asking you and digging into this with you. So I love that we did this. I hope that you guys listening have enjoyed it as much as we have. It's been great.
Thank you, listeners. And I really wanted this just to be an introduction to, like, us, maybe even a refresher, because, there's a lot of people that show up all the time. Thank you for listening and being here. Like, y'all make it worth it.
Yes.
Because, I mean, we gonna come out here and talk anyway.
Andy.
We're gonna talk, but I don't know. It's just really cool to know that, like, people show up and, like, listen to us and enjoy listening to us. Yes. Like,
and in our corner.
Wow. Thank you so much. Yes, truly.
Thank you. We love you guys.
Yes.
It's been another wonderful episode of Clean Talk with AJ.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
All right, gang. Thank you so much for listening. So, you can leave us a voicemail. Call us at 470-713-5997. And hit us up. We want to hear from you. You can leave us a voice review. You can ask us a question if you want some answers. You don't even have to leave your name. Hit us up, baby. Bye.